Imagination Studios presents Dancing Shoes by Noel Stretfield. Read for you by Elizabeth Sastra. Chapter 1. The Dancing School. The School of Dancing was in North London. Outside it looked just an ordinary house, rather big perhaps for the shabby neighbourhood to which it belonged. But it was anything but ordinary to the neighbours, who knew that in it were trained Mrs. Wintle's little wonders. Cora Wintle had danced on the stage. She had never got beyond the chorus, for though she danced well, she did not have a good figure, nor was she pretty. But she had loved the life, and had found it hard to give it up when she had fallen in love and married an artist called Tom Lennox. Tom was a good painter, but a poor earner of money. Tom and Cora had been married about a year when they had a baby. She was a little girl, and they christened her Dulcie. It was after Dulcie was born that Cora saw that if she was to bring the child up properly, she must have more money than Tom was likely to earn. That was when she had her big idea. Why should she waste her dancing talent? She was getting old for chorus work, and anyway, she could not be away from home. But why should she not teach others to dance? Cora was a person who usually, by determination, got her own way. If she had not been that type, she would never have got into any chorus, for she was usually turned down at sight. But she had refused to be beaten, and had worn managements down by her persistence until they had said, "Engage Cora Wintle. I'm tired of saying no." The dancing school had its start 2 days after Cora had first thought of it.